Our sermon scripture this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and can be found on page 1158 of the Pew Bibles. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Praise be to God.
Good morning. There we go. For those of you that don't know, I'm only here because of you. 10 days ago, I had total knee replacement surgery. It's going well, but it's a little bit of a stretch, but I am making every effort to do what God has called me to do. And I learned on Friday doing a funeral service what I could do and not do, so I'm much better this morning than I was then. It is my custom on Confirmation Sunday to offer a message just to the confirmands, and grateful that you all can listen as well. Several weeks ago, 4, 6, 8, I selected Ephesians 4 as the challenge to you as confirmands on living out your promises, the promises you are going to make today. When I chose those verses, I had no clue how appropriate those verses were for me this past week. Make every effort. I have enjoyed spending these past 2 years of Sundays and other times with you. I have come to love each of you as not only a class, but as individuals. And hopefully I'll highlight some of your uniqueness during the rite of confirmation. But you truly are a blessing, I know, in the lives of your family and in the church, and also in my life. So thank you for spending those mornings with me. Every effort. One of the things that you have to do after knee replacement surgery is go through 4 to 6 weeks of physical therapy. And I had 6 exercises I was to do before surgery for 3 months, and I'm doing those 6 and 4 more so far. And I am doing those as I'm told. I've told you before, whether you remember or not, I am a rule follower. You give me a rule, it makes sense, or from Scripture, I'm going to do the best. I'm going to make every effort to follow that rule. So I did those exercises, and one of them is a leg lift. You know, you lay flat on your back and you lift your leg. I had to do that 20 times, twice a day. I still have to do that after surgery. And I could do that piece of cake 3 hours after surgery. They say that it has all to do with the pain medication, I guess. But this past week, I lay in bed, and I start, and my mind is telling my leg to raise off the bed, and there's nothing. It will not move on its own. It's not my brain, because this one was working, but my muscles were traumatized, they say. So at home, Lynn helps, or at the therapist, the therapist helps. They help me get started. And maybe after 8 or 10 reps, I'm able to do more of it to finish out the 20. But so far, I've not been able to do that at home by myself until yesterday afternoon. I laid there, and I was doing my, and I could raise my leg finally when it was supposed to raise. And I actually cried when Ling, are you doing okay? I mean, I was so filled with joy. I was euphoric in the aspect of, this is working. I'm going to make it. Every effort. We're going to encounter things in life that you really don't want to do. But if God calls you to do them, you obey and you do them. Every effort. Confirmation is a 2-year program here at St. John's where we explore the Bible and we explore the Christian faith, and part of the faith topics is putting into practice what we have studied in Scripture. The rite of confirmation, our records show, they go all the way back to 1852, but for confirmation, it goes back to 1877, is the first recorded group of confirmands through St. John's Church. 1877, 146 years, confirmation has been held at St. John's. And in that aspect of confirmation, you are of, quote, of the age. I know you each have the mental capability to understand what you're reading from Scripture. You shared that on presentation Sunday. You shared that in class. And I can see how that works as either you're in JYF or, you know, just playing around in confirmation. Although some of you are pretty serious in confirmation. And so, well, aren't you all serious all the time? No, there's a little bit of practice and play in there, isn't there? Yeah, you got it. And as you interact with one another, your faith is on display. Many, many people have been through confirmation here at St. John's, but each of their experiences were unique. They were different. You have all gone through the same instruction, but you have received it each differently. Why? Because each of you are unique. God has truly made each one of you very, very special. And I hope to hit some of those highlights during the rite of confirmation. So you come to this Sunday. I've already asked you a couple of different ways throughout the year and a couple of weeks ago, are you ready to be confirmed? I asked you that individually, and all eight of you said, yes, I am ready, I want to be here, and here you are. The rite of confirmation is a service of blessing. We are asking God to bless you with His Spirit, to bless you with the strength and the knowledge and the grace and the compassion needed to live out the promises. And from what I know of you, I believe you each are ready. So these verses from Ephesians 4. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. You each are a prisoner. You are captive. You are under the authority of another. You are not in control. Now, the blessing is you are a prisoner of the Lord. As you give your life to Christ, you are allowing Him to control your thoughts, your moods, your actions, your life, because He is in control. Now, He gives us free will and free choice, and we get to make those decisions. But as a prisoner, you are giving that control over to God. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. You each have received a calling or are going to receive a calling. You have responded to the call of God upon your lives to be baptized and to be confirmed, professing your faith in Jesus Christ this morning. But last Sunday, I think you had, if you were here, you had a little lesson on gifts, and we've talked about that throughout the year. What abilities, what talents do you have to use in the church or to use in the ministry of Christ so that wherever you are, you can be that person of gentleness, that person of patience, that person of grace, as you interact with peers and other people in your life. I urge you. It's not a command. He's urging you. He's asking you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. To live a life worthy. I wonder what a worthy life is. That's why we've been studying the Scriptures. It's all shared in the Gospels. A worthy life is to live as Jesus lived. And as you continue to read about Jesus and how He lived, maybe some things will come to mind. Jesus, He had given His life to God. He was obedient and did whatever God wanted Him to do. He'd be walking from village to village. He'd be walking from one street or alley to another street in a city, and whenever somebody asked Him, He would stop and He would interact. It wasn't an inconvenience. It wasn't an interruption. That's who Jesus was. A woman tugged on His robe, and Jesus knew He was there to minister. Remember, you're a prisoner. You're captive. God has authority over you, and he's going to send you various ways as his ambassador. And then in verse 2, be completely. Be completely. You're all in. Every part of you. You have to give, you are called to give maximum effort. A few of you in the last year have been baptized through immersion. You were completely in the water. As Christians, in professing our faith, we are giving our lives completely to Jesus Christ. Every aspect. There's no quitting. There's no taking a day off. There's no giving up. That's the challenge. Be completely humble. I mean, I'd love to have an award out there for the best confirmand ever and see which one of you could know the scriptures the most. No. In humility, God has created us each unique. It's not a matter of what awards and what sports, what talents, what we can sing, what we can't sing. It's God has created you each unique. And it's your talents and abilities that you have to be humble about in using for his glory. Be humble and gentle. Some of you have to work on that gentleness thing. You know, those interactions when you're still bopping people sitting next to you or picking on someone sitting next to you, you got to work on that gentleness a little bit. But that will come. That will come. Be patient. Is Norma here? Norma Fish, back in the mid-80s. All right. Teaching Bible study in the homes. We traveled around, and one of the lessons was patience. And she would pray to God, asking for more patience. And she finally figured out to be a blessing to those of us who were a bit younger, that whenever you're praying for patience, you know what God's going to give you? He's going to give you more opportunities to practice patience. So I'm still not patient enough, but I'm learning once again, be patient. World says we've got to have it now. It's got to be fast. Be patient. In your growth of faith, some of you, this may totally click when you're 10 years down the road. Maybe it clicked for some of you when you were 6. In the blessing of the Spirit, in your confirmation Sunday, maybe it is the fulfillment of your captivity in Jesus Christ. But whatever it is, in your growth, be patient with yourself and be patient with God. Bearing with one another in love. And again, as an illustration, that's why I'm here. I'm not going to be here next Sunday, but I'm here because I love you and I want to bear my love for you on this day. You are called to have that same forbearance of love in every interaction. Now, I wish it worked perfectly, that when you went home, you no longer picked on a sibling. You no longer said no to your parents. You never lied about doing something or not doing something, that you gave your best. Be patient. It comes in time. And at my age, I'm still learning. But be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I can tell you the names of who the youth I was confirmed with. I can't tell every class I've helped confirm, but I remember who was confirmed with me. And I haven't seen them in 40 years. Talked with some of them a few years ago by text messages and stuff. But there's always that unity. I hope and pray that as you continue to move into high school next year, wow, that you maintain the sense of unity, the joy you have with one another. Make every effort to seek that unity with one another in your families and in the church. Praise be to God. Amen.
Let us now as a congregation come before our Lord's throne in prayer with all our prayers and petitions. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as your people, as your servants, as those completely bought and redeemed by you, we ask that by your Spirit you would help us to live a life worthy of the calling that you have given to us, whatever that may be. Especially we ask you to empower and equip us for being your witnesses in words and by actions. Lord, by your Spirit, help us to learn humbleness and gentleness and patience, that we learn to bear with one another in love. And by your Spirit, unite us together in our mission and in our work, and also in our confession of you as our one Lord and Savior. Lord, help us to acknowledge you in all we do and giving glory to you in all that we do. Lord, we ask that you'd be with these confirmants today, that you would give them spirit of conviction and of surety that you are their creator and redeemer and comforter, and they want to live their lives with you for eternity. And yes, they would help us as a congregation too to relearn these truths as well, to rededicate our lives to you as well, that you still promise to be our God and we promise to be your people. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those in the need of your love and comfort today, those who are near and dear to our hearts, those in our community, our church body, and around the world. Lord, offer them your comfort through your words of Scripture, maybe through music, through a helping hand. May they receive that comfort also from us, your body, your hands and feet, that we can extend the love you have given to us to those around us. We lift these people before your throne, knowing that you hear us and that you love us. Lord, for all else, we pray the prayer that you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
I invite the 8 confirmands to come forward for the rite of confirmation as they affirm the baptismal vows made by either their parents when they were infants or by themselves. Our confirmands include Madison Bowers, Brianna Grimm, Cagney Grimm, Kennedy Hurst, Xander Johnston, Molly Rutledge, Courtney Stuckey, and Ella Yoder. These 8 youth have found nurture and support within their families and in the midst of the family of Christ, the Christian Church. Through study and prayer and reflection, they've been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism, to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of Christ's church. They are here to publicly profess their Christian faith and to be confirmed by God in this church family for service to Christ, to his world, and to the church, using the gifts which the Holy Spirit has granted to each of them. Each of us here today is involved in this rite of confirmation. We all have a part in the service because each of us is being called by the living God to respond to his love and grace in a continual striving to be obedient to our Lord.
As confirmands, you have come so that God can claim you publicly for his service, so that he may confirm you in his covenant and invoke upon you the Holy Spirit, by whose help alone you are able to fulfill your promises. So I challenge each of you, as Paul challenged young Timothy, to keep alive the gift of faith which God has given to you. For the Spirit that God has given fills us with power and love and self-control. Do not be ashamed for witnessing of our Lord. Take your part both in living out and sharing the good news, as God gives you strength to do so. And above all, remember Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead so that you may realize the salvation that comes only through him. Let's hear these words from John 15. I am the vine and you are the branches. Anyone who remains in me and I remain in that person is the one who bears much fruit. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. We pray that you continue to remain in Christ and trust in this promise that he will always be present with you.
The faith which we share and the faith into which Madison and Brianna and Cagney and Kennedy and Xander and Molly and Courtney and Ella are to be baptized are expressed in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And so our confirmands are going to turn and walk to the front step, and they are going to profess and confess their faith together, saying the words of the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty. Good to see those smiles. You did just fine. Having been baptized into the faith of Jesus Christ and having just stated your beliefs, I invite you to kneel and consecrate your confirmation vows, praying that God will seal them upon your hearts and lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. I want you to repeat these phrases after me. I give myself to God,
I give myself to God,
and not to the ways of the world.
And not to the ways of the world.
I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ.
I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ.
And will be faithful.
And will be faithful
to Him and His church.
And Him and His church.
By loving and serving all people.
By loving and serving all people.
I further promise to Christ.
I further promise to Christ.
Lord Jesus. For you I will live.
For you I will suffer.
Lord Jesus, I will be yours.
In life and in death.
Grant me, O Lord,
eternal salvation.
Will you reject the worship of self and of the world and give yourself to the worship of God alone? If so, answer, I give myself to God alone. Do you confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, answer, I confess my faith.
I confess my faith.
And do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this church, family at St. John's, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of this congregation as it serves this community and the world? If so, answer, I promise with God's help.
I promise with God's help.
And do you promise, according to the grace given you, always to remain a faithful member of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, to come to the Lord's table and share in Holy Communion, to love and serve God among all people, and to bear witness to the risen Lord working in the world? If so, answer, I promise.
I promise.
Having confessed your faith and made your vows, is it your desire to be a member of Christ's Church? If so, answer, it is.
Let us pray. Almighty God, increase in each of these youths the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Love for all your people, joy in serving you, peace when there's disagreement, patience in suffering, kindness towards all people, goodness in evil times, faithfulness in temptation, gentleness in the face of opposition, and self-control in all things. Through these spiritual gifts, strengthen them for the faithful witness to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We'll get there.
Madison Sue Bowers. You are energetic and enthusiastic, both in your life and with your faith, and your presence in confirmation this past year has been a blessing. The memory verse you chose is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now may the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Brianna Jean Grimm, you have a delightful personality, one who is self-assured. At times you are quiet, and other times you speak right out, and your growth in faith has been evident. The memory verse you chose is Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Cagney Elizabeth Grimm, your happy spirit is a blessing, and your wonderings about Jesus have been good to hear as you continue to grow in your Christian faith. Your memory verse is from 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be a person of courage, be strong, do everything in love. And may the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Kennedy Ray Hurst, often quiet in class sessions, your faith presentation gave a good glimpse of the quiet assurance you have in God. Your faith in God gives you good hope. Your memory verse is from Hebrews 11:1. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Xander Ray Johnston, you have continued to grow in self-assurance, and you've held your own in the interactions and antics of seven young ladies, offering a ready smile and a spirit of cooperation. The memory verse your family chose for you is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And may the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Molly Rose Rutledge, you've provided ready answers to many questions asked throughout the year, and your sense of leadership has been evident. May your faith continue to grow and your attitude be blessedly affected by the memory verse you've chosen, James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Courtney Blair Stuckey, you can be loud and boisterous, livening up the group, and then in moments of calm, you can offer good insight. You work to include everyone, as witnessed by your inviting your eighth grade confirmation class to your baptism. Your memory verse is Psalm 19:8. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight to life. And may the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ella June Yoder, you are an upbeat and happy person, and you have a good memory, able to recall lesson points and tie faith topics together as your depth of faith increases. The memory verse you chose is John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. May the God of grace and peace strengthen you in your faith as you live out your vows through the love of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, we give you thanks for the goodness you have shown towards each of these eight youth, and for the gifts, the power, and the fullness of life that comes with the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Help them to live not for themselves alone, but for Christ and for their neighbors. Keep them abounding in hope, never giving up, pressing towards the goal of life with you and Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Amen.
I invite the parents of our confirmands to come forward, remembering to bring a worship bulletin with you, and to stand and face your child. Feel free to not stand in a single file line as you make room for everybody, just so your parents can look upon your beautiful face and smiles. Parents, let this be a time of great rejoicing in that your maturing children have consecrated themselves to Jesus Christ and His church. And let this be a joyful renewal of your own faith as well. For while it is the ministry of the church to surround these youth with Christian nurture and training, it is in our homes that we must continue to build them up in Christ. Will you renew your responsibility and offer every support and encouragement that your son or daughter may keep his or her vows? If so, will you please respond with a greeting and covenant printed in your bulletin? We praise God. Thank you, parents. You may greet your child and then return to your seats. Confirmands, by your baptism, you were made one with us in the body of Christ, the church. In your confirmation, we rejoice in your pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time and place. We celebrate your presence in this household of faith.
And as the congregation, let us, as members of St. John's Christian Church, express our welcome and affirm our mutual ministry in Christ by responding with the words printed in your bulletin. We are filled with joy for you as you have confessed your faith in Christ. We promise you our continuing friendship and prayers as we share in the hopes and ministries of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of Christ in the world. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of St. John's Christian Church, we are going to extend to you our greetings of Christian love and fellowship. So welcome. Pastor Ryan is going to be handing out a couple of items to you. First, he is handing your confirmation certificate and a copy of your class creed and your memory verse will be included there, as well as a crocheted cross made by Arlene Grimm. I don't know that Arlene's been making them since 1877, but she's been making them for quite a few, those 146 years. And now he's going to hand you a book, or a gift. I guess it's a book. Sorry, from the congregation that you will continue to be able to grow in your spiritual faith. May you go forth with both joy and peace as members of the Church of Jesus Christ. Blessings to you. Amen. You may lead
the way. Hear the words of the Lord found in Hebrews chapter 13. And do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. I invite the ushers forward now to receive our morning offering. Let's pray. Gracious God, accept these gifts and with them our lives to be used in your service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
About a year ago, Pastor Ryan and I have led the youth in singing a little bit before Sunday school. And the last several times I've led them, I always ask for song requests, and one of them comes up is My Lighthouse. And they always get the chorus because we never get into a verse. So youth, if you are here, we get the verses this time, so please sing along. But found in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I am confident that God will save me. The one thing I want from God, the thing I seek most of all, is the privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of my life, delighting in his incomparable perfections and glory. There I'll be when trouble comes. He will hide me. He will set me on a high rock out of the reach of my enemies. Then I will bring him sacrifices and sing his praises with much joy. Listen to my pleading, Lord. Be merciful and send the help I need. Don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. Be brave, stout-hearted, and courageous. Yes, wait, and he will help you. Please join us for our closing song, My Lighthouse, and following the spoken benediction, we'll sing the chorus of My Lighthouse.
Your
And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord have his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen.